turned Atlantic City into the boardwalk jungle, states that since 1978, violent crimes have doubled, tripled, and quadrupled. Crime has run rampant. The organized crime has infiltrated the related businesses to the casino industry, if not the casino industry itself. I have a substantial amount of material, which I'm not going to go into due to time constraints. I will try to put something in writing to your committee and get it to you within the next few days. But I would like to say that there are alternatives to gambling to increase tourism in Alaska. For instance, I don't feel that government should phase out the Alaska Visitor's Guide or tourist-related promotions. This should be one area of government that should be expanded. With reference to overflights by international air carriers, I think we all have to recognize that the status quo is, as it is now, is unacceptable, because officially airlines may schedule to stop at Anchorage, but in fact you cannot book a seat between Anchorage and London on British Airways, because they're more interested in pushing through their Asia to Europe routes. So Anchorage is essentially a refueling stop. To address that issue, I'd like to suggest that we encourage international airlines to add seats on routes through Anchorage, and if they don't cooperate, ask the U.S. government to license additional routes on the condition that priority on seating be given to those people going to Anchorage either as an ultimate destination or as a stopover, and that routes between the U.S. and Asia, as much as they are in demand, and airlines going to get such a route, I think we'd be able to get numerous airlines willing to come in and add a route through Anchorage on that basis. In addition, the state of Alaska owns Anchorage International Airport, and if we were to offer reductions in landing fees and rent on terminal facilities, if airlines were to offer a free stopover to all passengers en route between Asia and Europe, such as Icelandic Airlines does between the U.S. and Europe, for Iceland, I think we'd be able to get quite a few more tourists that way. With reference to gambling, if I have a minute, Senator, is this sufficient time?
I just got an evil look from the chairman of the next committee trying to come in the room here. If you could just quickly summarize, and we'd sure appreciate your comments too. You can give any material to the Legislative Information Office there, and they can pouch it to the State Affairs Committee.
Shall do, Senator. Then I'll conclude at this time, since the bulk of the material would take a little longer than 30 seconds to summarize. Thank you very much.
Mr. Solomon, thank you very much. My apologies to the rest of you. A couple of people that were on the line did not get a chance to testify. If you could give comments, either phone them into my staff or, better yet, in writing, we would sure appreciate it. And if possible, we will try to continue the hearing at the earliest possible time. Thank you all. State Affairs adjourned.